for those of you who are on holiday or intend to go on holiday, or even for those who are still at home, relaxing at home, possibly travelling at a later date, I thought we'd begin by discussing some practical halacha shailos which can arise while travelling and some relevant dinim for the holiday. Gemara says in Brachos Chof Tes Amud Beis, Kol Hayotzei LaDerech Tzorich LiHitpalel Tfilat HaDerech. Anybody who goes out on a journey has a chiyuv to say Tfilat HaDerech. The whole siman in Shulchan Aruch is devoted to this theme, and the Poskim writes that the idea behind Tfilat HaDerech is serves as a shmira, guard that to guard up for any eventuality during a trip, sakona. And for this reason, the echod anoshim, the echod noshim, both men and women need to say tefillat haderech. The lashon of the Torah team is noshim gam b'nei shmira. Noshim also need to have a shmira. And therefore, everybody traveling has got a chiyuv to say tefillat haderech. Of course, you can be yoyt v'shemeh ka'ayin, and one can be most all of them. The chiyuv for every one of the party to say tefillat haderech. It doesn't have to be a major journey to be mechuyev tefillat haderech. The halacha is even if it's just one parastop, which is approximately 3 miles mechutz la'ir, that means after leaving a city, you travel one parastop, you already have a chiyuv to say tefillat haderech. The halacha is, it should be said as soon as possible, hatchila, as soon as you've left the city, that means ayin amos chutz la'ir, it's about 140 feet after you've left the town, which is almost practically immediately, and the sooner it is said, the better. But the Eved, but I forgot to say it, you can say anywhere along the journey, even if you're a few hours into your journey, as long as you're not within one parastah of your destination. The interesting Chazanish in the Sefer Orchot Rabbeinu, that what you'll find is in many cities, many towns, as you leave sort of the end of the town and you continue to travel, you'll be finding houses and buildings dotted along the way. And Chazanish says that's not a reason not to say Tfilat HaDerech. As long as you've left the main bulk of the city, even if there are several people living along the way, you have to still say Tfilat HaDerech. And he gives an interesting reason. He says, even though strictly api halacha, Tfilat HaDerech should only be said when you've left the city, but he says the theory behind it is because the halacha is that shata sakona, when you're in a shata sakona, you can say Tfilat HaDerech even when you're betoich ha'ir. If you're facing a sakona, then even you're in the center of the city, you can say Tfilat HaDerech. But the Chazanish says, nowadays, our form of transport, whether it's by car or by train, where we're at high speed, is we're always going to be in a sharp takona. Therefore, even if those little single houses along the way could be tofa ear, one would still be mechuyev for the haderech. He says, one should say, as soon as one's left the main city, one doesn't have to worry if there are people still living around.
When we travel along the N1, on the right side, it's still Mill Hill and Edgefield, of course.
Yeah, that's already in London.
It's still
but not far off that. After that, you're basically left London.
I thought you meant that if you enter the N1, you may just like this order having left.
That's the chayyur still pay for air. That's the chayyur still pay for air. The nusach for Tfilat HaDerech is Loshen Rabbi. The Gemara says, even if you're a single person traveling as a yachid, you should still say Tfilat HaDerech. Shetoydichenu l'shalim Loshen Rabbi. And the reason is because by using a Loshen Rabbi, we have the tchus Rabbi. And tefillah nishmat, you have a greater gula for your tefillah to be answered. However, the Mishabura does bring from the Sefer Hakona, Afi Kabbalah, Mishabura says, these words, the titneini, lachain or lacheset, should be said, the loshen yachid. I mean, if you say the whole thing, loshen rabbi, you should say, lachain or lachain, sabichain or lachain, the titneini, lachain or lacheset, Afi Kabbalah, I should say, the loshen yachid. In the Tshuvas, the Arch of Chaim Kanievsky of Shiloh, traveling by plane, you'll find in several Sidurim an extra text, the extra nusach which should be added for flying, Nefeah ba'Aviron. And the Chaim Kanievsky was asked whether one should add this tefillah, and he said, definitely not. He said one should stick to the nusach of the Gemara. Our nusach of tefillah is actually a piece of Gemara in Brachot. And he explained, he said, that then when Chazal instituted the lashon of tefillah Kederach, we say, b'chol mine peronius. Chol mine peronius means anything bad that could happen. He says that includes all circumstances and definitely covers the Nisei of Aviron. He said one should not add a new nusach. Incidentally, I heard a story which I'd like to share with you. I heard it as a bochur from Rav Yisrael Salomon Shita, who told us a story that when he was a bochur and he was going in the monit from Yerushalayim to Bnei Barak, the driver was a non-Haredi driver, and there was a car, 6-7 other passengers, former passengers, and each one took out his tzedek and said tefillah kederach with full kavanah, which one has to have extra shmirah if one's ever been on those roads, the winding roads, Yerushalayim to Bnei Barak. And when they finished tefillah kederach, the driver sort of made a comment, poked a bit of fun. He said, the chayat rod, I've been doing this road for 30 years. I've never seen any wild animals along this road. And he told the story 3 minutes later, a big bumblebee entered the car and started buzzing around the driver's head. And he was trying to keep control of the car, trying to avoid the bee. And within a few moments, the bee had landed a big sting on the arm of the driver. He swelled up and he was forced to go on the side and stop. And passengers got out and waited to be recovered. And they said to each other, there's no doubt this was not a coincidence. The highest roi, if you poke fun at Chazal, the highest roi, that was, you have to daven for, we never know what you have to daven for. How many times a day do we have to say tefillah kederach? You go for a journey, you leave in the morning, you come home, in the evening, you go out again for another outing, another journey. Does one have to repeat tefillah kederach? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, the siman pei in siman kuf yud, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, ein tzorich loyma elo pam echad bayim. You only have to say tefillah kederach once a day. Once a day. So in the Jewish calendar, the night is a new day. Vahi erev vay roiter, that's the new day. So if you said tefillah kederach in the morning, does one have to say tefillah kederach balayah, it's after that. And Alok is very, very clear in the poskim that when it comes to tefillah kederach, we work on a 24-hour basis from Alois HaShachar to the next day Alois HaShachar. That means it passes you for the next 24 hours. Similar to Birchas HaTorah. But Birchas HaTorah, if you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, it allows you to learn through the day throughout the night without repeating Birchas HaTorah. Tefillah kederach is the same type of halacha. The shaila which can arise is people drive, sometimes they drive through Europe and they can start in the day, go through the night, and continue through the next day, and the next day would have a new chiyuv for tefillah kederach. So if it's one long journey, then Poskim writes that the next morning one should say tefillah kederach, but without saying in chosav b'shem, baruch atah Hashem shemei tefillah, which should be without chosim Hashem. However, if one did have a shinat kva, one slept at night and had a break, a shinat kva b'mokim kva, then the next day, I can say to that the end of the problem.
During
the same day? Huh? During the same day? If you have a shinat kva on the same day, yeah, that's very important. If you have a shinat kva on the same day, you will not have to say to that the day. And the possible speak that out clearly. Only when you have a combination of shinat kva plus it's the next day. It's similar to Bechot the Torah. Similar to Bechot the Torah. Yeah, that is, keep that out. That's important. I saw an interesting stat from Rabbi Yashuv. They asked Rabbi Yashuv a shayla. When you fly a plane, so often to get to the airport, and many airports are out of town. In his particular case, the shayla was asked from Yerushalayim to Lud. But Yerushalayim to Lud is a journey in its own right, which needs a tfilat haderach. The shayla was, should one say tfilat haderach on the journey to Lud, or should one say it on the plane? Seeing that the plane is the greatest takana, the plane is obviously more of a chiyuv of tfilat haderach, and therefore maybe one should delay it. Rabbi Yashuv paskin that one should say al haderach to Lud. Definitely, the moment you encounter the takana tadrochim, you should say al haderach, and that will pass you for the flight. I saw in Rabbi Yashuv in that piece in Halicha Shlomer it's interesting to mention that, because we're talking about planes. He says the time to say Tfilat Haderach in a plane is the moment it lifts off the ground. I always think I once heard that when it starts taxiing, when it goes very fast about to take off, I saw both Rabbi Yashuv and Rabbi Shlomer Zalman say the moment she's roaming in our karka, that's the Shas HaKona. One should say Tfilat Haderach at that point. There's just one more halacha in this area, and that is a well-known halacha. I'd just like to have you a thought, which I saw from Shlomo Zalman. It's well-known that Tfilat Haderach does not start with the standard Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kein Melech HaOlam, like all other brachas. And therefore, the place can say one should turn it into a bracha HaTzimucha L'Chaverta, and one should say Al-Michya, say Tfilat Haderach after Al-Michya, or after Ashayotza, or after Bo'in Nefoshes, turn into Bracha Smuch Alav Chavet, that the Baruch Atah Hashem of the original Bracha would refer to the Tfilat Haderach as well. Shlomo Zalman says, if one hasn't got a Bracha Achroina, then one could say a Bracha Rishoina, which means that you could make, for example, a Shehachal near the body. Take a sip of water, or he says that if you're packing a sweet, what you should do is make the bracha, put the sweet in your mouth, suck it, just a share of akhila, and take it out, and then say Tfilat Haderach. And even though you've sort of eaten in between the bracha and Tfilat Haderach, so that's not considered a hefsek. Because you're eating the tzoyah of the bracha, you have to eat that. The bracha shouldn't be a bracha at that time. As long as you take it out just after you've eaten it, then it's okay. The b'yevet, all the pasukim write, if you don't have a bracha throwing a bracha rishonim, you should not delay the tfilat haderach. And it should be said as soon as possible, even without a bracha. And the reason is because tfilat haderach is not so much a bracha as a tfilah, it's more of a tfilah, and that's why Chazal didn't start it with a baruch, and therefore if you start with yirotz and without the baruch, you're definitely yotz to your chiyuv. Moving on to a different area, and this again could be practically put into practice during the holidays, during any other time when we go to an outing, and that is Hilchas Etilat Yadayim. So the halacha of Etilat Yadayim is that one has to wash with mayim, which is ra'u lishtiyat keleh. If it's water which is mayim teruchim or mayim meluchim, water which is old and got a bad smell, or it's salty water, then one cannot be yotzer Etilat Yadayim. Therefore, at the sea, at the seaside, if one would use the water that he put it in a keli and use that as a tfilat yadayim, I would not be yotzer to the chiyuv. Obviously, if mayim meluchim, sea water is mayim meluchim, it's not ra'u lishtiyat keleh, and therefore I'm not yotzer to the tfilat yadayim. The well-known eitzah there is to immerse one's hand into the sea, do a tfilat yadayim, and one could make the bracha shekshon mitzvayta v'tivonu al tfilat yadayim. If you're out in the open and you haven't yet washed the Tfilat Yadayim, you want to eat some bread, so going into a Beit HaKisei and washing a Tilat Yadayim in a Beit HaKisei is supposed to be like the grace of the Eved. The Shaat HaChak, if you don't have water, you may wash in a Beit HaKisei, but then go out as soon as possible, make the bracha, and do nigul, dry your hands outside. Shaat HaChak. We give our Beit HaKisei dinner, Beit HaKisei She'ena, so what are the best aces? What's the best way? Well, one of the aces is to wash before you leave home and eat at home a piece of bread. But then we know there's this problem of the sheer ikul. That means shor b'chaylish, every 72 minutes you need to eat that the sheer ikul, the food digests itself within 72 minutes. And if you go through a 72 minute period without eating anything, then you cannot say Birchat HaMazon anymore. It's actually this week said that the Chalta V'Tavot V'Rat Arvush says there has to be severe. If you've lost your severe, if the food has been digested, you pass the sheer ikol, you cannot make Birchat HaMazon anymore. So that's a halacha which is which can be used. One has to be wary to make sure to eat 72 minutes. How much one has to eat every 72 minutes? Not just enough to take a sweet in one's mouth or to take a little drink of water is questionable and unclear in the poskim, and therefore it's a halacha which one has to be wary of. So the most simple answer would seem to be to bring along some water in a keli to wash. But then comes the known shaila about washing with a disposable cup. Can one use a disposable cup to wash in a Tilat Yadayim? So that's a huge machlokes that poskim and all the contemporary poskim go into detail about the shaila. The Moshe Feinschnigus Moshe is very machmir. He says a disposable cup is not considered a keli. You know very well you're going to throw it away soon. It's not considered a keli to wash a Tilat Yadayim. The Chelpes Yankov, the Bryce Yechav Tali Rochas also says also, and the Zayin Vice, the Minchat Yitzchok says a disposable cup should not be used until the Zayin. There are ever some poskim, the Debrecina in Be'er Moshe and in Oz Nizru, the Binyam Zilber, the Vagazil T is massive. A machlokes is a poskim, definitely Chachila should not be relied on, but the Ever B'Shach HaChat, we have the poskim to allow it. So if he's using water along the way, I should remember to bring a keli gong. Well, the keli has to hold the revir. If the keli doesn't hold the revir, you cannot be yoked until it is dying. A small cup, which you're going to use, even if you're going to pour a revir in your hand with several pours, if the cup itself is not matched with the revir, it's liikuva, one is not yoked until it is dying. What about using the bottle? If you have a bottle of water and you want to use the bottle in itself as a keli, you want to pour from the bottle onto your hand, the halacha is, if the bottle top is very narrow and it'll be nisak hakiluach, when you pour it, the pour will stop, will not pour smoothly, then you can't use the bottle. I think most of our bottles today are wide enough. That would be an eitzah, again, as long as it's not a plastic bottle. The plastic bottle, you're going to have the same problem with disposable, so you can only use that eighth if it's a glass bottle. There's just one more halacha in this area, and that is if the water's become hot, it's been out in the car and it's turned hot, the halacha is if it's reached the degree of Yasser Lezer's boy, you cannot use it for the Tilat Yadayim. If it's just poishrim, it's warm, and then you can use it for Tilat, warm water, but not boiling water. Use a chiller.
How do you find a keli? Because this nasty bottle is a keli. In fact, it's worse.
It's a keli in the shape, in the form of a keli, but you've got the other problem that it's disposable. We throw away our plastic bottles.
Yes.
So you've got to come back to the old child of the.
It's
a keli. It's a
keli.
It's a keli. No, so those are not the plastic knuckles. It's because he placed it in one go and down plastic into one.
Mm-hmm.
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 Klei Gelalim, but Klei Gelalim are they didn't dispose of their Klei Gelalim. The Klei Gelalim has got a Shem Keli. It's a Kabbal Tuma. Klei Gelalim or Kabbal Tuma. It's got a Shem Keli. Disposing Kelim are Keli is a definition of is reused. A reusable item is a definition of a Keli. Move on to Bechas Hamozim. Just one interesting halacha about Bechas Hamozim when you're out. The Mishnah Berurah, Kutkad Gimel, says that when you're out in the open, one should not say the Harachamon for Yishlach Lonu, Barocha, Meruba, Babai, Hazer. It's obviously not appropriate to ask the Shvok to Yishlach Barocha, Meruba, Babai, Hazer. However, he brings from the Makor Chaim, the Chavis Yoy, that one should substitute this harachamon with another harachamon. The Nusach Mishabur writes harachamon who yishlach lonu berocha meruba b'harichoseinu u'b'yishivoseinu ad oilam. It's a specific harachamon which is made for when you're out in the open. Maybe one more practical halacha. Kuf Tadi Gimel. Shabur Kuf Tadi Gimel. This is a shaila which only happens to some. If you're out going to take a holiday house in a village on Shabbat, one has to be wary of Hilchos Tchumim. Or if you're going out into the mountains and you've got it in a hotel, wherever, you want to go out for a walk into the mountains and then you're immediately left the chutzah ear, then you have to calculate the chumim. Chumim is 2,000 amos, which sounds a lot, but the truth is, in our calculation, is less than a mile, 0.8 miles, which the closest you can calculate is about 10 minutes slow walking, which it's not a lot. So after you've walked about 10 minutes, you have to stop. You've of course got all four sides, stops and down. You can go 10 minutes to stop and 10 minutes to down. You live a chamayim, but not further than that. If you lay chumim, which you can do at the 0.8 mile point, you can do that and allow you to go another 0.8 miles, but then that restricts you. You can only go in that direction. You cannot go the 0.8 mile in the opposite direction, because that becomes your mokum yishuv. Talking about holidays, maybe just in the hashkofa, thinking again on the fact called up in now Rodas Hashem. Now, the daily life in our busy schedules in the hustle and bustle of our daily life, we rarely have a chance to enjoy the Bria around us. And the Shabbos has placed us in a most beautiful Bria with the most wondrous creation. And the Sefer HaRedim actually counts it as one of the mitzvot HaSeh. To be mitzvoinei in gezulas ha-boirei u-bibruah. He brings, he says, ma'ilas hizvoinei b'gzulas ha-yizborach u-bibruah. There's a mitzvah to think and be mitzvoinei in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. She'nema, this is the passage in Yeshaya. Tu'u moroim eineichem u-ru'u mi-boreile. Lift up your eyes and have a look who's created all those beautiful creations. And the Rambam writes, Haderech, he says, the way to counter Avas Hashem, Yirat Hashem. The Rambam says, there's one way. And I'll read you out a few lines, the beautiful lines of the Rambam. Haderech la havotei v'yirotei. The shor she is boinein ha'odon v'matov u'bruav ha'nifloam ha'gedoidim. V'yirem ahem, chochmosoi she'eino erech v'eino keith. The person has a chance to think about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's creations, and he sees the wisdom she'eino erech she'eino keith has no end. Miyad ku oyev u'mishabeach u'mefoir. He immediately loves and praises the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mitzaveh taiva v'doyla leida Hashem. He has a huge desire to get to know the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who is the one who created these beautiful creations? And he feels, he says, like a very katana. When he starts thinking, he feels like a very katana in the presence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. in our Bria we have the two parts. We talk about Nifloas HaBoira, there's two parts. There's the multitude, the phenomenal amount of different creation, the flowers and the trees and the animals, and then there's the quality, there's the kamut, the quantity, and then there's the eichut. We say every day in davening, more labu ma'atecha Hashem, kulam b'chokma asita. More labu ma'atecha Hashem, that refers to the multitude, the large amount of creation. Kulam b'chokma asita, each one, you examine the details, think about the details, all kinyonecha Hashem, your possession. Rav Yeruchim in his sefer, a very rare piece, writes how he once went to the zoo, and he said he was overwhelmed by the different types of animal and species, the birds and the fish. And he says over here, he said, it was clear in my mind, he writes, that each Nivra, each one was created for its own tachlis, and one couldn't do the tachlis of its other, and they were put in the Bria for a specific task. And he says, you might not understand it, but our money is that all the Bruim were the Chavayi Hashem. So if we do manage to get out a bit, then maybe we can stop and we see a landscape or scenic view, or b'chalal have a chance just to think a moment and look at the Bruim, and maybe point out to our children, show them these are all the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can bring a tremendous emunah and realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings the holiday to a ruchniyah sikas toichen. I'll stop over here. There are actually quite a few other areas which aren't here yet, but I have time to run out. So I just finished the tefillah, because you all need shmirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard us and all of Klal Yisrael. Shmor, seiteinu, v'yeinu l'chaim v'sholem. Tafileinu mekol oyev. Oyev means oyev ruchni and oyev gashmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard us. And yirotzei sheyishlach v'rocho merubo v'shivaseinu v'alipaseinu ad olam.